This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Joining me now to talk about Lansing government and politics are Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. He joins us by Skype. I got to talk to you about this veto override this week. Since 1950, the Michigan legislature has only overridden a governor's veto four times, and this week was one of those times. Vicki, let's start with, what did this legislation do, or what does it do?
It accelerates the tax on the difference bill that was passed several years ago. And that has to do with autos and RVs and modes of transportation. Michigan is one of the few states where when you trade in a vehicle and purchase a new one, you pay a sales tax on the entire cost of the new vehicle and not on the difference between your trade-in value and the new vehicle. So several years ago, the legislature passed a bill that would phase out that tax on the new purchase and allow you to deduct from sales tax the cost of the vehicle that you were trading in. And it phased in over several years. This summer, the legislature passed a bill to accelerate that phase-in so that it would take effect quicker. The original bill wouldn't take full effect until 2039. They accelerated it so that it takes effect fully much sooner in 2029. And that's what the governor objected to, and that's what he vetoed, saying we can't afford the 10-year speed-up.
Ken, this means the state loses an escalating amount of money over the next several years, and an AP report by David Eckert indicates that this will mostly come from money that pays for K-12 schools. Governor Rick Snyder says it's fiscally irresponsible. The supporters say it's putting money back into the pockets of taxpayers. Who's right? Are they both right?
Well, I think the revenue impact is pretty de minimis, pretty minimal in the early years. I mean, it's only a couple of million dollars for the first 2 to 3 years. And frankly, that's just a rounding error in the state budget and in the revenue impact. Now, by 2029, which is when this would take full effect, it's a little different. Between now and then, it's a total of $300 million. But again, that's divided by what? 12 years. So the revenue impact on an annual basis, in my opinion, is pretty minimal.
Now let's talk about the politics of this. This override was unanimous in the Senate, and more than the needed two-thirds voted for in the House. The Republican-controlled legislature just rebuked the governor, and many Democrats were glad to join in with them. Vicki, why did this bill at this moment lead the Republicans in the legislature to turn against the Republican in the governor's office?
I don't know if it was so much turning against the governor. This has been a long time coming. There have been many people that have been pushing for this piece of legislation for a long time. And the fact that when it was negotiated a few years ago, it was going to take effect so slowly was problematic. But this bill override comes on the heels of the legislature proposing to change the tax code once again to match the cuts and the impact of the federal tax law change on Michigan residents. There's a move to increase exemptions, personal exemptions, and then the Senate tacked on something called a senior tax break, which is $100 per person over 62 in a household. So this is going to have another large impact on the state budget. And those things altogether that are not being considered are probably what the governor, who is a bean counter, he's an accountant, probably said this is just too much. And although he did veto in the summer, this override now comes at a time when it's problematic for the governor's budget.
I've never met an accountant who liked the term bean counter. Let's get to another point that Vicki brings up, Ken. Are we going to see another veto and another override with this larger increase in the income tax personal exemption that the legislature wants and the governor does not?
Well, it's hard to say. The relationship between the Republican legislature and the Republican governor right now is not the best. You know, I kind of compare this one to the last time there was a veto override, which when Engler was governor, 2002, and he actually vetoed $850 million line item for revenue sharing. And, You know, if you compare the two situations, there are some similarities. You got a Republican governor and a Republican legislature in both cases. In both cases, it happens in the last year of the governor's tenure, so arguably their influence is waning a bit. But with that being said, in both cases, this is just a footnote in history. I mean, nobody sort of remembers much about the fact that John Engler, who had a reputation as a very strong and tough governor, had a veto overridden. I mean, it's just not going to make a lot of difference if you're looking at reputation of governors' legacies.
That's what I wanted to ask both of you. What does this say, not about his legacy, but about Governor Snyder's last year in office? Vicki?
The governor's been skating for a little while since his reputation has been dinged nationally over the Flint situation and some of the emergency manager situations in the state. But I wouldn't blame the entire problem on the governor and his waning power. It's also due to inexperience in the legislature and a desire of many of the Republicans in the legislature to keep going on this course of cutting taxes without realizing that tax money is what pays for road improvements and repair and education and quite a few things that we need in the state of Michigan.
Ken, do you think this says anything about Governor Snyder's last year in office?
Well, like I said, I think in both cases, 2002 with Engler and now with Snyder, this happens in the last year of their tenure. And I think that is an indicator that the legislature feels that there's not a lot of time for repercussions. But I just think this is going to be a footnote in the history books.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.